T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
MLB Network's own Robert Flores, Houston's own Robert Flores. We always have fun with him. I saw your tweet last night after Los, as I call him, just yammed it and went oppo to tie the game, two strikes, two outs. You said somebody's going to pay him a lot of money next year. So for Astros fans to maybe understand potentially what Jim Crane and James Click are going to be looking at, how much money do you think Los is going to get? What kind of contract do you think?
Lindor is in the threes, right?
Yep.
And they offered him what, six at 120?
Yeah, that's.
I think that's right. I mean, he's going to be in the twos. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, and look, this is just speculation on my part, and also if you look at the recent history as far as, you know, the free agents go and, you know, what the Astros are facing, they seem pretty steadfast not to go over the luxury tax, which I get, but on the other hand, it's like, really, is that what we're doing here? But hey, it's not my money, right?
So I need more on that. What do you mean, really? Why would you say really? Is that what we're going to do with that?
Because it's like, look, if you want it, if you want this player and you know it's going to cost you and you go over the luxury tax a little bit, then you go over the luxury tax a little bit. You know, we all make purchases that maybe we know we're going to pay for a little bit. I mean, we know we put things on our credit card that we're like, I'll pay for it down the road. Let me put $5 on it just right now.
It's about quality of life, right, Rofo? It's about quality
absolutely.
Of life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But pure speculation on my part, Carlos Correa is playing his last season in Houston. He will not return to the Astros next year. I don't know that for sure. I haven't heard from anything. I'm just saying speculation, looking at all the other factors, he's gone. I think he'll play somewhere next year. Where that will be, who knows? New York Yankees. That's just my opinion. So and nothing else. That's all my opinion. It's just my opinion.
So based off your opinion, if, you know, Carlos Correa doesn't come back next year, and mind you, you lose Gerrit Cole in one offseason, then you lose George Springer in an offseason, and now you would be losing Carlos Correa in the following offseason. Like how as an Astro fan can you kind of swallow that or deal with that you've lost so many outstanding ball players that have done a great deal for your franchise over the years, and you're losing them and you're not getting anything in return?
Look, I mean, this is I was watching the broadcast a couple of nights ago, and I think it was Julia Morales who phrased it. I think it was her. I could be wrong, and I'm sorry if I'm not correct, but she called this like the golden age of Astros baseball. And that's 100% right. So this core group of Astros, they will go down as the all-time greatest teams in Astros franchise history. And you could argue the greatest teams in the history of the city of Houston, no matter the sport. So I get why they garner so much loyalty and why people are so fiercely protective of this group, because they brought so many wins, titles, division titles, and so many great moments. I get that. But unfortunately, that's just the cost of doing business. Now, that being said, I don't think that the Astros, especially under Jim Crane, could be accused of not spending money. They're paying a ton of money for Zach Greinke. They traded for Zach Greinke. They took on that contract. They signed Justin Verlander to an extension. They signed Alex Bregman to an extension, Jose Altuve to an extension. But you sometimes you just can't keep them all, right? On the other hand, you look at what the Tampa Bay Rays have done. You know, and James Click is obviously very familiar with what the Tampa Bay Rays do. So you can't keep them all at this. You can't keep them all. You would love to, but sometimes you can. So I have confidence that if Carlos Correa or any of the other big time free agents leave, that this administration, if you want to call it that, has shown the ability to one, spend money, and two, develop talent. And they're going to need those requirements to keep this thing going, which I think they can, even if they lose Correa and Justin Verlander doesn't come back. And Zach Greinke, for the most part, I would think is not coming back. So I still feel confident that with the core that's left behind, that they can keep this thing going for a couple of years.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, joins us here on Sports Radio 610. I just want to be fair to the Astros, because this is a sentiment from a lot of fans here, is that he is not worth the price that he will get. And I'm just trying to think, you know, the top five shortstops, obviously Tatis, just saw Xander Bogaerts, Lindor, who just got paid, Seager in L.A., if you're a Trevor Story guy or mm-hmm. Trey Turner guy, Javi Baez, those guys – is he in that, like, top five?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
He is. Okay, now let me say this. Top five, just off the top of my head, in no particular order, Lindor, Tatis. I like Corey Seager when healthy, so you're already at three right there. Who are you putting fourth? I like Trey Turner a lot. Is Carlos right after or in that mix? I think so.
Yeah.
And again, you could in no particular order, you know, you have people have their favorites and there's things that you like more about one particular player than the other. But the thing about Carlos is that here's something that is hard to quantify is this dude is a money player. He is a money player. Look at what he has done in the playoffs. I mean, and I'm setting aside last night, but look at what he's done in the playoffs. That game five in 2017, I mean, a huge home run. And then in the walk-off win in the ALCS, the home runs against the A's, the home runs in 2017. So he is a money player. The big moment does not bother him. And that's the kind of dude I want. If I'm going to be paying top dollar, which if you want Carlos Correa on your team, you are, then I want him to perform when the lights are at their brightest and hottest.
Speaking with Robert Flores here of MLB Network on Sports Radio 610, and you just laid out a case that I don't understand why there's any reason. You laid out a case that says,
yeah,
Carlos Correa should be back.
I'm in.
And I'm fully in. I got excited listening to you talking about it because it's the truth. You start reliving those moments. You say, man,
he
is that dude, and he knows he's that dude. He's not afraid of the brightest lights. And you've seen other guys that are on this team that have had a tremendous amount of success, might not have had those same type of clutch successes that he has. If you lose Carlos Correa, though.
Yeah.
You have so many other bats in the lineup
mm-hmm.
that can you weather the storm? Can you? Because when you start listing names, you know, I say Brantley and Gurriel and Alvarez, and I say Bregman, Altuve. It took me five people to get to Altuve. He hit the grand slam last night. So if you're the Astros, you understand all those sentiments, and you understand the feel good part of what he is and what he brings. But you have so many guys. I can see where the Astros would say, "Hey, we're gonna draft and develop," as you hear said all the time in the NFL circles. We're gonna draft and develop. We're gonna bring somebody else. But if you're gonna draft and develop, you drafted and developed Carlos Correa.
Yeah,
keep him.
No, it is a difficult choice, and I understand. Really, I understand both sides. I understand Carlos being a little miffed at the initial offer I mean, it's like, really? I mean, look at what Francisco Lindor got. Now, I'm not, you know, so I understand that. Look at what Tatis has got. I'm in that neighborhood, right? So that's that offer for me was low. And as I've said before, people look at that offer and they're like, well, I would take that money. Well, you know what? No one's offering you that money. That's one thing. And two, look at what the market is. Francisco Lindor, Fernando Tatis have set the market, okay? And you look at what that offer that they gave, that they submitted to Carlos, it's not close. So it's going to cost more than that. At the same time, you're right. There's other, they have to, James Click and company and Jim Crane, they have to look at the entire picture, and not just the entire picture for the 2021 offseason, but 2022 and 23 and 24. That is why these general managers and these vice president of baseball ops and all those people in the front office, that's why they get paid the big dollars. And that's why they have a very difficult job to do, because they have to project years down the road. And sometimes they're projecting with really guesstimations. And, you know, so I really see both sides of this issue. I just know every time Carlos hits a big home run, and I think in the last 26 games, he's batting 360 or 364 or something like that. He's been on a roll. He's talked about the changes he's made at the plate. I just know every time he balls out, that price goes up.
All right, Robert, listen, the big story in Major League Baseball is obviously that now there's a 10-game suspension if any pitchers are caught with foreign substances. Yeah. And my thought is from you, from your aspect, how much do you think this is going to change the game? Because it feels like a lot of pitchers, this falls into a category with them, because it's not just spider tack, it's any foreign substance.
Yeah, I as far as how widespread the issue is, I don't know. Clearly, it is an issue that Major League Baseball felt needed to be addressed and needed to be addressed quickly. I understand the pitchers being concerned about having to adjust on the fly in the middle of the season. I understand all that. But I think in the interest of competitive balance and other issues like generating more offense and just having an even playing field, it's something that had to be done. And I think that players, first of all, we are dealing and we watch on a nightly basis the best players in the world. If you're at the major league level, you're among the best players in the world. So I think I understand and I can sympathize with them being a little missed and annoyed at having to adjust, as I said, in the middle of the season. But they are the best at what they do, and I have no doubt that they will adjust accordingly. But I get it. It's a very, very tricky subject. But I know a lot of thought and a lot of discussion happened at the major league level, at the major league offices, and they decided that this was the best thing to do for the game.
Roflo, Major League Baseball has a problem, though, because inherently baseball is a game that tries to figure out a way to gain an edge in any and every way possible. And so you eliminate all these substances halfway through a season. I mean, are they going to be able to come up with the amount of rules necessary in advance this upcoming offseason,
yeah,
in order to kind of head these things off at the past, when you know that every baseball player that came up through the ranks tried to figure out ways to whatever the rules were to try to push the edge and cross them without getting caught. It just, to me, it's going to be a forever, everlasting battle with the league and the players trying to figure out what's best for the game of baseball.
Yeah, no, I get that. And it's a little bit of apples oranges comparison, but you know, going back to the NFL, remember they had the stick'em when I was a kid, Lester Hayes, Fred Biletnikoff, my God, he was draped in it. They figured out, okay, we need to curtail that. You know, you had the different, if growing up you'd watch football and the football would look like it was brand new right out of the box that you get the sporting goods. Now look at the football. It looks like a milk dud. Clearly that ball has been it has been conditioned, if you will, to be game ready. So I think, but it is a league, NFL league wide, generally adopted practice that everyone does, and it's an even playing field, except for, you know, Tom Brady, who's deflating balls and stuff like that. But that's a whole nother thing. Shout out to Tom Brady. But I think moving forward, what you're going to see is, you know, in Japan, they have a baseball that is, it's kind of a little sticky. It's got some tack to it. It already has that on the baseball. Maybe that is something that they do moving forward. Perhaps there is something that you could put on the mound, similar to a rosin bag, that, you know, think of like a little chamois, you know, that has some tack to it, or something that you can, you know, get some grip with on your fingers, that is available for everyone, just so that there is a uniform set of rules and guidelines. What I don't want, and I certainly feel confident that Major League Baseball doesn't want, you know, I don't want some guy in the clubhouse doing science experiments. He's got a Bunsen burner. He's got, you know, sunscreen and military grade grip. I don't want that. Just do something that everyone can agree on. I'm sure moving forward, there'll be discussions with current pitchers, former pitchers, other administrators, to decide what is something that we could do that everyone is, or at least kind of have a level playing field going forward, and that a uniform guideline, that way we can all have a baseball that is, you know, that pitchers can do what they need to do without being, you know, just so egregious. I think we were seeing in some instances, not widespread, but in some instances where guys were just taking it too far.
Yeah. Robert Flores, we always have a great time with you, and we thank you for taking the time to join us. Robert Flores, MLB Network, always a friend of the show. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
Appreciate it. How can I win that $1,000? What's that number again?
Well, you got to text in 72881 every single day at 3:45 and 4:45.
Every single day for
a while, most of the summer. The next time you can win, Robert, and everyone out there listening, at 4:45, be ready. Listen to that code word.
It kind of be easier if you just gave me $1,000. Can we just do that?
Nah, I want you to work for it, like Gerald did. Gerald, who won $1,000, listening right here on Sports Radio 610.
There you go, Gerald.
That's right, baby. You can be like Gerald. Let's go now.
All right, man. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, that's Robert Flores, MLB Network. Great to hear from him as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.